In the 20th day of Ramadan, 1443 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet, from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 21st April, 2022 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. The tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijaniya Brotherhood in conjunction with Tijaniya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmadu Bello University Zara Chapter, at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque of the main campus, continues from the 66th ayah of Surah Yasin. Sayyidi Ali Abdullah will cite the Holy Quran for us, while our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Lukani, will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولو نشاء لطمسنا على أعينهم فاستبقوا الصراط فأنى يبصرون
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أرضيك والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق الهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره وإمكانه العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين ولو نشاء لمسخناهم على عينهم فاستبقوا الصراط فأنى يبصرون الله تبارك وتعالى حتى هي started telling us the various blessings that he has given to mankind, starting from what we grew on earth, to the water we drink, to the firmament, back to earth, to even the ship we climb, and he has now asked questions. He has come to this place now. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَمَسَخْنَا عَلَىٰ أَيْنِهِمْ لَطَمَسْنَا عَلَىٰ أَيْنِهِمْ فَاسْتَبَقُوا الصَّلَاةَ بَعَنِّي يُبْصِرُونَ Allah is telling us, if we so wish, لَطَمَسْنَا عَلَىٰ أَيْنِهِمْ we will make them to have just face without eyes. فَاسْتَبَقُوا الصَّلَاةَ then the road will remain there. فَعَنِّي يُبْصِرُونَ how will they be able to see? Thomas is when a child is born and there is no position for the eye. Allah. You just see his face. It's not that he's blind. No, it's just like that. Allah said, if we so wish, and that's how we bring him to this world, the road will be there for Anna Ibn Sirun. How is he going to see the road? Is Allah telling us about the hereafter? Since he has started talking about the hereafter, or is telling us about the world, his book. Allah has taken us back to the world to tell us, today, they themselves, they should see. Allah has given them eyes, he has given them ears, he has given them their heart. With the eyes, they are able to see. If they see the road, do they follow the road or they refuse to follow the road? If Allah did not give them eyes, what would they use in seeing and following the road? In the hereafter, these eyes that they deny, it will be taken away from them. If it is taken away from them, the road will be there. How will they go on the road? That's why climbing the Salat in the hereafter is not just even your eyes, it's your walk that will make you to see and climb the Salat. If your walk is bad, then what will you use to see? ولو نشاء لطمسنا على عينهم فاستبقوا الصراط فأنى يبصرون
ولو نشاء لمسخناهم على مكانتهم فما استطاعوا
عميان ولا يرجعون. Allah said, not only their eyes, ولو نشاء, if we so wish, لَبَسَخَّنَاهُمْ عَلَى مَكَانَتِهِمْ, we will transfigure them in the place they are staying. First, فَمَسْتَاهُمْ دِيَّنْ, they will not be able to go forward, وَلَا يَرْجِعُونَ, nor can they go back to where they left. Allah is telling, this message is for all of us. Transfiguring, Allah has told us about people of Bani Israel that disobeyed Allah with respect to Sabbath, that He transfigured. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ كُرَاتًا وَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا كُرَاتًا خَاسِئِينَ. Allah said, we told them to become like apes that have been transfigured. So Allah is telling us here, if He so wishes, not only will He make our eyes to be blind, this people that he's talking to, who refuse to obey Allah and the Prophet, He can also make them to transfigure where they are staying. Allah, when He transfigures people, He can transfigure them to be inanimate stones. They can't move from one place. He can transfigure them to be animals. They are there, animals, but they can't do what the human being can do. When they are seeing other people, they know they are the ones. Other people don't know they are the one. The same thing when they are transfigured into stone, they are in one place, they are now stones, they cannot go anywhere. They know who they are. Other people don't know who they are. All these things, Allah is warning us. And let us not think that it is impossible. Even today, Allah shows that these things, He can do it. When we are lucky, we have eyes today to see in this world. Let us see the signs of Allah that Allah has mentioned. All this is again, that's what Allah is saying. If we so wish, we can also do this. Today, not only the ship that is on the sea that we can sink, today they themselves, they are moving on the earth. If we so wish, we can transfigure them. They will stay in one place, they can't go forward, nor can they go backward.
وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ نَنْقُصْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ.
وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ نَنْقُصْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Allah is saying, when we say we transfigure people, you yourself, look, there are those that are sick, they get paralyzed. They can't move from one place. They have to be carried from one place to another place. It's not transfiguring, but sickness has transfigured them. That's not how they used to be. If you think this is not possible, Allah is asking you, وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ نَنْكِسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. This you, Father, that we have caused you to live such a long life, that after some times we turn you upside down. We turn you upside down. After that time, don't you think Nakasa is which that is a known car now, and sin is a turn something upside down. Allah said, "Min dofe summa jala nubari dofe kuwata summa jala nubari kuwata dofe mashayba." You are created weak. Then after that, you are made to be strong. Then after that, you are made to be weak. In other words, he said, you go back to Azal and Umar. You go back to a time when you become so weak, you don't even remember what you used to remember. If you look at it, when Allah says He will make you to be blind, He can make it, and He did not do it. He can return you back to what you used to be and transfigure you. If you look at the hierarchy of the structure of the life of man, when he's given back to as a child, he cannot carry himself. He cannot do anything for himself. But at that stage, he's beautiful to look at. Everybody likes him. They clean him up. They do all those things for him. After 7 years, he can go about now. Everybody's asking, what's your name? He has beautiful hair. his body is soft, no wrinkles. After a time he's 14, he is strong now. He's been sent to this place, to that place. That's how he continued to be increasing in strength and intelligence and in wisdom until he gets to 40. It's at that 40 that all the prophets, they are sent, except Jesus Christ that came at the age of 30. At that 40, he has reached his gauge of physical strength and intellectual strength and of wisdom. It is said that when Allah gave everybody years, there are some categories of creations that he gave them 40 years. Man was given 40 years. Donkey was given 40 years. The dog was given 40 years. Ape was given 40 years. Donkey said, "Oh Allah, 40 years just to be carrying load, reduce it for me. At least get it into half for me." Here, man said, "Ah, give me that half that is yes, taken from me." He was given 20 years, and 20 years was given to him. Then dog came to Allah. "Oh Allah, 40 years just for backing on people for 40 years is too much. Cut it into half for me." These animals, they are living with us. Just reduced into half. The 20 years was put to man. From 60, it became 80. Then the ape, he came to man, he came to God, monkey and apes. Just this ugly face, ugly shape, like that for 40 years, take half away from him. Half was taken away and give it to man. If man reaches 40, that is the time you see him in his prime handsomeness, in his prime intellect, in his prime strength, in his whatever it is. From then on, if he lives after 40, he will be loaded with a lot of responsibilities. Children, women, neighbors, this, that responsibility, one on the other. Responsibility of rulership is at that time you give. That's why, because that is the load that the donkey was carrying. He's now going to carry that load like that until the age of 60. By the time he gets to 60, he has carried so much load that he cannot carry load easily again. He's getting a giant. At that time, anybody that comes to him to ask him for anything, he will back at him. "Don't you see I'm not carrying anything again? Don't you see I'm retired? Where do you want me to get this money from?" All he will do is back him like the dog. From that time, anybody coming to him to ask for anything will not find it easy with him. That's how he will be in that state, denying, "I don't have this, this is not there, don't ask me for this, I'm no more working, I don't." Until he gets to the age of 80. By the time he gets to the age of 80, no matter how handsome he was when he was young, no matter how beautiful he was when he was young, no matter even how much money he has, he will reduce to an ape. He will look ugly, he will have to bend down, and the back will have to be cocked, and that's how he will be walking like an ape. وَمَنْ أَمَّرُهُ مَنْ كِسْبُ الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ أَوْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. In our recitation is أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. In half is أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Allah is saying that you, that he has created and made to turn upside down, at that time he does not even remember a lot of things. Somebody that if you talk to before, he promises you, he remembers everything. Now he tells you something in the morning, in the evening he has forgotten. Some can even go worse, that they will forget about the name of their wives, the names of their children. Some can go back, that even if you show them the picture of their children, they will now know that, "Oh, this is this person, In the next one, I hear them say, "Who is this?" They themselves will ask, "Who is this?" Allah says, "You are seeing all this." So, Allah nasha, atabasna alaihim, fastabaku salatu wa anna yusirun. Allah nasha, la basakhna, wala makarantihim, famastamudiyan, wala yajirun. If you think it's not possible, look at it. وَمَنْ نُعَلْمِرْهُ مَنْ كِسْبُ الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا تَعْكِلُونَ. Don't you have intellect to think?
وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشِّعْرَ وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ وَقُرْآنٌ مُبِينٌ.
وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشِّعْرَ وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ وَقُرْآنٌ مُبِينٌ. Look at how Allah gives messages. Allah has been telling us about the ayat of his miracles and his signs and his majestic signs that are overwhelming in the firmament. Is it the sun? Is it the moon? Is it the sheep? He took us all this and told us that. What are they waiting for? They are waiting for the time there will be a blast that will remove all of them from this earth, that they will go and stay before Allah. Then let them know those some people are going to go to paradise. In Asaba Janatiyam Vishukun in Fatihun. Then there are those that will not be that lucky. Allah Adi Lekum Ya Bani Adam Allah Ta'budu Shaytana Innahu Lakum Aduun Mubin Wa Anubuduni Hadha Salatu Mustaqim Wa Lak Adalla Minkum Jibullan Kasiyam Wa Lam Takum Ta'akidun Hadhi Jannah Lati Kuntum Tu Adun Islah Al Yawma. In all this, Allah came to tell us that it is possible for Allah to give it to us. Let's not think that we are enough. After he finishes all this, suddenly, Allah brings another topic. That you not easily see the relationship between the topics, but they are very related. What is Allah saying here? وَمَا أَلَّمْنَاهُ شَيْرًا. Suddenly he brings the prophet and put him in front of all of us. Look at him. وَمَا أَلَّمْنَاهُ شَيْرًا. We did not teach him songs, poems, poets, poetry. وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ. And it is not desirous of him to be the one that is involved in singing and in poetry and in poems. In Hua, he is none other. إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ. He is a remembrance himself. وَقُرْآن. He is the Quran himself. مُبِين. He is the clarity himself. All the Quran itself is the zikr and the Quran, and that is very clear. What is the relationship between all this? Here, all of us have to be very careful in life. The Arabs, they were referring to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sha'ir Majnun. Sha'ir Matalbasdi Rebel Majnun. Kahim. They are giving all these names. Most of the other names, they know it's not true. If it's Sahir, like they are saying, why have they not been bewitched and only others are bewitched? It is not true. If it's a Kahir that is making medicine, who has ever gone to him and said, he has made soothsaying on him? Nobody. The only thing that remains is that he talks. The Prophet talks. And it's very great. All the fluency in this creation is from him. So he's the foundation of fluency. When he is talking, you can't take your eyes from what he's saying because of his fluency. Whether it's Quran or it's Hadith or whatever. So then they say, it is poet. It's poem that is singing. Yes, some part of the Quran looks like song, but it's not song. Shamsi wa dhaha, wal kamari za talaha, wal nahiri za jallaha, wal layri za akshaha. The children will even be singing with it, but it's not a song. He himself, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, sometimes he will make some statements that look like a poem. The Prophet is not a poet. The words that looked like a poem that came out of him came out at a time that it is a coincidence that it looks like poetry. Because you know, there are times that poetry man, he has said statements that look like poetry. If you go, it does not follow the measurement and the weighting. that is given to me, 16 different meters of poem that are in Arabic. Like in the Battle of Hunayn, when they were faced with the people of Hunayn who are hiding in the rocks, and immediately people saw the amount of their animals that are there, and they are trying to run and take that it is Ghanima, they started shooting arrows, just like that. In their hundreds, arrows went out. A lot of Sahaba started running. That's around time in Hawazin area, after capturing Makkah. When everybody was running, there was nobody standing. Prophet stood. And it was Sayyidina Abbas that was holding the rope of the Prophet's camel or horse, and the Prophet was saying, "Ana Nabi la kazib, Ana ibn Abdul Muttalib, Ana Nabi la kazib, Ana ibn Abdul Muttalib." It looks like a song, but it came in coincidence because he songs as you sit down and compose poems and check that it meets with the roots of poetry. This one is coincidence. It's not a poet. Why is Allah telling us this? وَمَا أَلَّمْنَاهُ شِئِرًا. We never taught him poetry. Because why? Poetry is an expression of oneself in sentiments that is exaggerated. Either to show love, or to show sadness, to show sorrow, to show anger, or to pump people to fight. But poetry, when they come in any of this manner, is sentimental and is exaggerated. And a lot of lies are in it. Very few poets will write poetry without telling lies. But the aim is exaggerated. So you have to sit down and make sure that they are rooted. They don't come by coincidence. All people that sing, they don't just sing. That's why before they sing, they will practice it, they will put it down, and they make sure it meets the law of poetry. The first Muslim, لا ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. إنا أنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق. The book that was given to the Prophet is with truth. This is not a place for play. The Prophet himself does not just say anything. He does not sit down and calculate what he's going to say before he says it. No, it comes directly from Allah to him. It's not poem. No matter what you see in the Quran that looks like poetry, it is not poem. There is no play in the Quran. وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ. And it is not of, it does not behove of the Prophet that he should go and learn poem. To do what with it? Anybody who is writing poem is out of sentiments. You love something, you want to express your love for him. Whether you like the love go to the extent to express it or not, but you want to exaggerate it. So when one day one of the Sahabas of the Prophet that is one of the most serious that does not tolerate nonsense, everybody knows that, Sayyidina Umar, he was passing and he had people singing poems in the mosque of the Prophet. Then he stopped and said, "Ah, what is this satanic thing I'm hearing in the mosque of the Prophet?" Then we look at him, sir. Somebody better than he was in this mosque and was singing poems in this mosque. He said, "No more." Quickly, he told himself, he said, "Umar, everybody understands Islam more than you. Everybody understands Islam more than you talk about it. Because the Prophet has poets like Hassan, Ben Sabit, that they used to say, like Ibn Rawah and the rest, they used to come to the Prophet and sing poems from the Prophet, praising him or praising Islam or praising the world. And Prophet has listened. Sayyidina Bakr was there, he had sang it, he did not try it. But Sayyidina Umar is a person that is known for his seriousness, he does not take all these things. What he's just telling us that the Quran is too serious a matter to be taken to be a poem or to be taken to be a song. We should read the Quran Each verse, our verses, our signs, our miracles, are serious matter. Even if we are asked to recite it clearly and beautify it with our tongue, we should not take it that it is something. Children can be making it a song, but an elephant is not a matter of song. So all these signs that Allah said, Wamin ayatihi, halq samawat, Wamin ayatihi, Wamin ayatihi, let's sit down and look at it seriously. They are not part of jokes. And it's not, the Prophet did not go to learn poems, but any other person other than the Prophet, they learn poems most of the time to praise the Prophet. So if it's not to praise Allah and the Prophet, any poem we are doing is nonsense. Sheikh Ibrahim has wrote a lot of poems praising the Prophet. The Prophet himself used to quote some lines of poem that he thinks had used. Allah kulla shay'in ma khalaqahu batilun. This is the poem by Ibn Abi. The Prophet used to quote it for people to hear what is said in the past that is correct. But the Prophet himself does not say poem, and he does not learn poem. And it's also for us to know that Quran is not poetry, that we should use Quran just singing or just to be reciting to hear and read. When we recite the Quran, it's a serious matter. You should listen to it, understand it. Where you should read, you should read. In Huwa, this Quran, illa zikrun, it is a remembrance to remind us. All that we have been here going to is remembrance. A Quran being, and it's Quran that is very clear to all of us. So let us take it, Quran, with the seriousness it deserves. Let's not take it that it is a poem or song and use it to just mirror that what we sing and we compete with it. That is it's beyond that.
لِتُنذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيًّا وَيُهِقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ
لِتُنذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيًّا وَيُهِقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ This Quran, the Prophet ﷺ himself, all of these two things that Allah gave us, لِتُنذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيًّا is to wake, to admonish the one that is alive. وَيْهِكِ الْقَوْلُ عَلَى الْكَيْفِرِينَ and to establish the statement against the one that is a disbeliever. So, which means there are two people. The one that is alive, the one that is a disbeliever. Which means if the Quran admonishes you, then you are alive. If you are not admonished, then you are dead. Because the opposite of life is death. Which means in reality, the unbelievers, they are dead. Dead in what? We are going to see. Allah is going to tell us. Then you, the believer, don't be a joker. The Quran is not a play matter. The Prophet is not a play matter. The Prophet is not there for you to just come out. Let's just be talking stories about the Prophet that is, we are happy, everybody is happy, jumping. These are sentiments that are left for singers. People that normally follow singers, who are they? They are people that are virtually dead. If we take that verse and join it to this, who are those? Let us all ask ourselves, the singers that we know, who are they? They are people that most of the time they exaggerate things. They don't tell the truth. Even in themselves, you see them bleaching, change their hair structure, change their nose, if possible change their eyes, undergo several operations to tell lies of who they are not. The same way their songs are telling lies of what is not there. Their song once in a while may look like there is wisdom in it, but most of the time their songs are exaggerated songs. Themselves, they are exaggerated. To exaggerate and to be able to wield their sentiments, you have to drink. You have to take intoxicants. So that's why you see most singers, most of the time, you will not see them in good character. Is it this kind of party that you are expecting the Prophet to be long? Of course not. They will probably go and be teaching people. the characters of people like that. So whoever you are listening to, God, you are taking his character. This Quran is the character of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This Quran is the character of the Prophet. When they ask Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, what is the character of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? They say, Hulku al-Quran. Ah, his character, is it just the Quran you are reading? They are just, when the Quran is talking about, it's lenient. He's talking of mercy. He's talking of forgiveness. He's talking of serious, it's a serious matter. But singers, they are always laughing. Always. So they want that laughter, that enjoyment to continue. And that's only in paradise. Because they can't get it to continue, they will make it comedian. They will take alcohol, intoxicants, so that they can continue in what they believe is an enjoyment. So the Prophet is not like that. Anybody who is like that, his heart is already dead. He needs to be admonished. He's not the one to admonish you. Because today, it is the singers, it is the actors and actresses that are admonishing mankind. People are refusing to listen to the message that the Prophet Muhammad has was sent with. We have entered another phase of in this Yasin now, because there are three issues. The Tawheed of Allah. Allah is one. Allah has told us all the signs we are seeing are His signs leading to Him. Then there is the Risala. Like in the preface, Allah has told us. There is a message from Allah to you. Then at the end of it, everybody has to go and present what work he has done to be rewarded appropriately. Again, we are back now. So the Quran is not a poem. The Prophet is not a poet. Let's not reduce their message to poems or poets. Most poems, singers in the world, let's look at their habit. Yadbahu gahu. Alam tara annahum fi kulli wadi yahimun wa annahum yaquluna ma la yaf'alun. Then Allah made this illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati wa zakaru allaha safira wa antasaru min ba'di ma zulimu fa sa'alamu alladhina zalamu ayya munqalabin yanqalibun. So let us be very careful, because today we have allowed ourselves. Prophet is talking. Every second, the Prophet is talking to us. Every second, Allah is talking. And he's talking in the tongue of the Prophet last time. But we switch our ears off. We switch our heart off from that. We face it to one singer. This singer is a drunkard. He's an intoxicant. Somebody who is a liar. Who is exaggerating. He will change his figure. If he's a woman, he wants his face to look different. He wants his body figure to look different. He wants his hair to look different. He wants his color to be different. We want to even copy them. If we see the kind of dress they are wearing, we want to wear that dress. You reading the Quran, copy the Prophet. Try to be like the Prophet of Allah. Be a serious-minded person. Not the clothes that these singers are wearing, you want to wear. Not their statement you want to be. One day, I saw one young boy. We were in the vehicle together. He was playing songs. And he virtually knew all of them. And he's a Muslim. I said, young boy, I said, yes. How many surahs in the Quran do you know? Then he was embarrassed. And his face came down. He said, you see this group that you are listening to their song? I said, yes. They don't like you. They don't like Allah. They don't like the Prophet. And they are people that are not fit to be used for important issues. You want to be like them? Look at how much you have learned to occupy your brain from their statements. How much of that of the Prophet do you know? Luckily for me, he listened. And you can see he became sober. So all of us, we have to be very careful. Little Zura. Little Zaman Kana Hayyan, or you hear call Allah gave him. We is this little Zira, in the house is little Zira. So whoever is not listening, is not getting admonishment from the Quran, he should know he's dead temporarily until he comes back. And now he's with those that are with the kuffar. Like we said yesterday, Allah said, this fire, O Iddat al Kafirin, is not for we Muslims. But if you follow them in anything in this world, in the hereafter, you're also going to escort them to hell. Don't, people should not come to your vehicle. In the day, you put on, it is the sound. Is it one of these sing masters? Is there a song or that one? You know this song, you know that song, you know that song. Happa. You are going to see from the following verses whether you are intelligent. That's what I say. Today that you have power, your brain is strong, this is what you will study. So all, if you don't get admonished, what you are listening to is a statement against you. Is a statement against you. Like the kafir. Just like it's a statement against the kuffar. So don't be admonished, please.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا خَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِمَّا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا أَنْعَامًا فَهُمْ لَهَا مَالِكُونَ
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا خَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِمَّا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا أَنْعَامًا فَهُمْ لَهَا مَالِكُونَ Allah has come back to Allah. You, that you take song so seriously, you take poem so seriously, that even Quran, you have made it into poem, you don't take it serious. You are exaggerating things in life. You are not following the truth. You, that you don't get admonished with the Quran, that you are not looking at the fact that you are going to end your prayer life. You, that you are living at the age of 40, you are so strong. After 40, you start carrying load like the donkey. After 60, you start barking like the dog. After 80, you look like the ape. Because it's a reverse, like we said. A child at the age of 1, 0, down to the age of 7, he behaves like a donkey. Sorry, like a monkey. He play with this one away, throw that one away, throw that one away. After that 7 years, you take the habit of a dog. He's now 7. Between 7 and 14, if you don't train him, he will take, at the age of 14, he will be like a dog. Only that he is worse than a dog. What will just bother him? We hear of what happened of recent. A 10-year-old girl. They are, these children are in primary school, I don't know, but it's 10 years. They went to Dubai. And what did they do? They went there and they were doing committing al-fasha. Children of 10 years and 12 years and 11 years. That Lagos State has to now close those schools. School that will be able to go for competition in Dubai, you can see the kind of people that are there. Then by the age of 14, if you don't remove the character of the monkey and that of the dog, he will take that of the donkey. That of the donkey, he will come outside and do evil. He will show his privacy to the whole world. He doesn't care. Again, at the age of 40, you take back the work of the donkey. Load, carry this load, 5 minutes, this. At the age of 60, you are no more earning. Anybody that asks you anything, you back at him. At the age of 80, no matter how handsome, how beautiful you are now looking like an ape. All this. Allah has said, وَمَنْ نُوْ أَمِرُ نَنْكِسُ الْحَلْقِ وَلَا يَعْكِرُونَ This is to you. Come back. How do you live your life? أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا خَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِمَّا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا أَنْعَامًا All these animals that you are eating, you are with. Don't you see that I created them for you? Don't you see? See with your eyes and see with your knowledge. خَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ I created them for you. Is it Allah that is going to eat it? And Aman, this livestock, Samaniyat Azwaj, Minad Dani, is name, Omin Al Maz, is name, Kul Azakarin Haram Amin Sayin, Amashtamarat Alay Aram Kosayin, Amin al-Ibn Ismaili, Amin al-Bakar Ismaili. This is how they are, it, livestock. Allah says, He created them for you. From Laha Marikum, and you own them. You collect them as your wealth. Oh, today my cows have reached, they are now 80. Have you given the zakah? Now I have so many sheep and goats. Have you given out the zakah? I have so much camels now. Have you given out the zakah? You say they are your own, but you know that Allah created them for you. وَأَنْزَلَكُمْ الْأَنْعَامِ ثَمَانِيَةَ أَزْوَاجٍ. In another way, Allah said, He actually sent them down for you. How He sent them down to us, we don't know. You see, one of them is giving back to the other one. Just like the way you say He comes down one third of the night, where it is one third of the night. Allah said, He comes down. The same way He said, He sent down this livestock to us. أَنْزَلَكْنَا لَهُمْ مِمَّا أَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا. It is our hands, we, that have done this work. Is it you? When you put an animal in your house, whether it's a cow and a bull, and they get pregnant and they give birth, which work did you do apart from feeding? Even if you don't feed and you just allow them, maybe you are a farmer's wife, they will go and come back to your house now, where you keep them. They have no sense that they should go away.
زللناها لهم فمنها ركوبهم ومنها يأكلون.
فزللناها لهم منها ركوبهم ومنها يأكلون. فزللناها لهم. Allah said, and we subjected them. We subjected her, this livestock, for you. Some, فمنها ركوبهم. Some among them you ride. وَمِنْهَا يَأْكُلُونَ. Some you eat. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi said, look at this animal and use your head to think. Any animal that Allah subjected to you, He has the similar kind in the forest, He didn't subject to you. If you think you are the one that has the strength and the trick to keep this animal, go and take that one in the bush. If you are looking at a cow that is in your house, that your child will just go, take stick and do this, and they will bring your child, they will go and raise, and you will bring them back, a child of less than 10 years. We see people like this on the street. Go to the forest, there are boars there. See whether you can take one of them and bring them to the house. Even see whether you can confront one if you see them in the bush. This boar or this wild goose. If it is ordinary goats and sheep, look at gazelle in the forest. See whether you can meet it if it's running, whether you can capture it if you don't shoot it. If you are looking at camel that you like, look at giraffe. Camel and giraffe, they are the same thing. But camel, a child of 10 years, will bring the camel down to the ground and climb it. You want to bring camel and eat the meat, you will have to puncture it. You bring it down, tie it and puncture it where appropriate place where the blood will come out. In the case of cow, you lie down, you slaughter it. He knows as you are going to kill it, but you follow him. Look at the sheep, look at the goat. If Allah did not subject them to you, can you make it yourself? Allah subjected them to you. Every day you are eating this. Minhum, out of them you write, and some of them you eat. As you eat the meat all the time, do you think it's your work? As you write them all the time, is it your work?
وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ وَمَشَارِبُ أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ.
وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مشارب أفلا يشكرون in all this مما عملت أيدينا أن آمن ومنها ركوبهم ومنها يأكلون. Allah is not telling us in it you have usefulness that you derive from it. وَذَلَّلْنَاهَا لَهُمْ فَمِنْهَا رَكُوبُهُمْ وَمِنْهَا يَأْكُلُونَ. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ وَمَشَارِبُ. And in them you have manafi'u, a lot of usefulness that you derive from them. وَمَشَارِبُ, and you take drink or what to use in drinking from them. أَفَلَا تَشْكُرُونَ, are you not grateful? Now, we can live in the cold area. Wool is taken from the sheep and the ram. Hair is taken from the cows. And this strong hair also is taken from the camel. All these are usefulness that you derive from them. The skin, you take them, you use them in carrying, making them into bags. Even making them into cups, mashari. Mashari is what you use in drinking and what you also drink. All this, the way you thank Allah is by not worshipping Him, is by not listening to Him. So all of us, Allah is talking to us. Let us sit down and reason. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ وَمَشَارِبْ أَفَلَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Everybody today, particularly in countries like these African countries, we all take breakfast. Generally, the breakfast is either pap or tea. In cities, most of the time, the breakfast is what? Tea. When you say tea, what are you talking about? Milk. This milk, pap, over 98% of the milk of the world is from just one animal, cow. Today we have milk that is derived from vegetables like soya, like other things. But all this milk, they don't form up to 2% of the total milk that the world takes. Everything is from this cow. Did you make the cow? This cow, it will stay. A child will go to the cow and milk it. You put it in rows. You just put milk machine, it will just take it to the line, suck it. You make it into powder, you send it to where you cannot keep the milk in the fresh state. Like most of us, we are taking pig milk, which is reconstituted powdered milk. All of them, these dairy products, we take. Women have young children, you also eat their fat, you eat their cheese. The butter, you take it in eating bread, you also burn it and make it into oil to cook. All this fat, Allah did it. Every day you are taking it from. You don't ask yourself, how do you come about it? It's like somebody is working. Everybody is receiving salary. His other is the one signing the check for salary every month, like it used to be done in business. Then when you come, you don't get your car. You just go. Oh, I came to do my work. Can you do that? Even the woman that does not greet the husband good morning in the house, she dead, she doesn't dare it to go to the office without greeting her dad. She doesn't dare it. Because she knows it's just her food. So all of us, let us be very careful. Some of us are working. You are taking monthly salaries. Your other is just putting your name in the pay list and sign so that you take your money every morning when you go to morning, sir. Morning, sir. Immediately you hear that Oga is in a happy state, you go to him and he's happy to you, are happy. If you go to him and he does not smile at you, you feel, have I done something? Why don't you also take this habit of sleep and take it to God? So whatever you refuse to do for Allah, you do it for other things. The way this person is giving you salary every month, this salary cannot give you car, It cannot give you milk. It cannot give you meat. It cannot give you anything. You still have to go and buy those things and eat it. Some people, they don't need this. Allah has given them the cow, they have it. So that's why Allah has listed all these benefits to us. When we have heard of all these benefits, when we come out, and to say the Sahaban, he's the one moving the wind, and we are inhaling oxygen, we are breathing it in, we should know it's from God. We are taking water, we should know it's from God. We are eating, we should know it's from God. We are having health, we should know it's from God. Our system itself, Allah will come to it, because he has reminded us of all the things he's doing, that in the firmament he has talked about it. On the earth, he's talking about it. Then he will go back to ourselves. سَنُرِيهِمُ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ. He has gone to the firmament, he has shown us his sign. He is now on the earth telling us what he is doing for us that we are using every day. So let us thank Allah. Allah will thank you.
وَاتَّكَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً لَعَلَّهُمْ يُنصَرُونَ.
وَاتَّكَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً لَعَلَّهُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. Allah is saying, after they have enjoyed all the blessings that are given to them, is on what they are living on, is it that give them their health and their strength, what do they do? وَاتَّكَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. They take other than Allah, alihatan, other gods, the Allah yunsarun, to them so that they can assist them. A lifeless object you put in your house, you go and be sharpened on it. You are doing this because somebody asked you, put it in your house. It does not stop you from still getting sick. It does not stop you from also going out and you don't get food that you are going to eat. And this food, this thing that you kept in your house, is not created for you. Why would you take anything other than Allah? وَتَّخَذُوا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً لَعَلَّهُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. They are doing this if you ask them. And we need this thing to give us support. You go to somebody in the morning, let him look for it. What is today going to bring for you? If he says today is bad, can you change it? If you can change it, then it was never like that. If he says today is good, can you change it? If you cannot change it, then it was never like that. Just leave yourself with Allah. Stand up in the morning. Thank Allah for giving you life. Wake up. Stand before Allah. Greet Allah. Say your salah. Greet the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Make salam to the whole world. And continue your walk. Then you see Allah in your walk. How can they assist them? They want these idols to assist them. It's not possible.
لا يستطيعون نصرهم وهم لهم جند محضرون.
لا يستطيعون نصرهم وهم لهم جند محضرون. These gods and these idols, لا يستطيعون نصرهم. They cannot assist them. Those people that are taking them as their gods. وهم لهم جند. They are actually an opposite enemy to them. Mudarun, that will be brought to presence on the day of judgment when they are going to enter hell. Here, last time in Nasrahum, look at any time that people that have idols, are they the one assisting the idol or the idols are the one assisting them? Because if rain comes and beat it, they are the one who will go and shake the place. If it falls down and one leg or hand is breaking, they are the ones who will replace it. They are the ones who will go and put food that they cannot eat, they put it in front of it. They are the ones who will do all those things for them. So are they the ones serving the idol or the idol is the one serving them? They are the ones serving the idol. They were only asked to serve Allah. And they refused. On their judgment, they and the idols will be present. Wakunu and Nasu. What he jarred. The fuel for hell is mankind, those that worship these idols, and the idols themselves, stones and whatever they did, was there. One day, the Prophet was going with Jafar, his cousin. And he said, Jehovah, I said yes. We have no water to drink. He said yes. Go and tell that mountain that if there is water in it, it should give us to drink. So Jehovah went. He said, Assalamu alaikum. The Prophet Lassana said, send me to ask you if you have any water in you to give to us to drink. Then the mountain spoke. He said, Salam to the messenger of the messenger of Allah. Please tell the messenger of Allah that since the day it was revealed that Ukuruha Nas wal Hijara, that the fuel of hell is stones, mankind and stones, that I wept that there is no more water in me. So this statement is what Rasulullah wants Jabal to hear. That when they say these things are there, they have life, but on their judgment, this will be. Those that are worshipping idols, they and the idols will be swept into hell and their judgment. Because the idols, they did not do anything for you. When you are dying, you know they didn't do anything for you. Yes, once in a while, some demons can come and enter there and make you to feel that something is happening. These demons, they themselves will abandon you when real problem comes. All those that claim, there is one African leader that everybody was so afraid of. Other African leaders will go to him in fear. This African leader will have one lion by his right hand side, live lion, another live lion by his left hand side. When people go, they are afraid. Lion. And unless he asks you to come, you dare not pass a particular place because of these lions. One day, a wali out of the waliis of Allah went with one of the leaders of one of the countries to go to this man. This man is this. So he said, let's go. He said, would you go? He said, let's go. This one is a king, but it's a big wali. He went. When he went, then they said, nobody passes here. This, because they are seeing the president of that country walking. They say, until he raises his head and say, you come, nobody passes here. You have to just wait. So, how can I come to your place? There is no chair for me to sit down. And I'm waiting and I'm a king. So that's not possible. He just took his staff and continued going. Everybody put his hand on it. That the lions started trembling. Trembling. The president said, quickly have to stand up and say, please. These things are just genuine demon, nothing else. If you don't give yourself to them, there's nothing they can do to you. Give yourself up to Allah and Prophet. Allah created you. He sent you the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They are actually your enemies. That on the day of judgment, they will bring you together. And they will deny you. Let us all be very careful. May Allah save us. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah make us dedicate our lives and ourselves to Allah. The little we can, let us do it. Allah is not asking us for 24 hours. Any salah, how many minutes do you do it? Maximum 15 minutes or 10 minutes. By the time you calculate in a day, only 1 hour you spend in prayer. In 24 hours, only 1 hour. In your zakat, it's only 1 hour of 25. He's also asking for. So how much is worth it? So let us be thankful to Allah who has given us health, who is providing us with our food, with the air, with the water we are drinking, constantly without changing it, despite our sins. He gives it to the non-believer, he gives it to the believer, the same way. If you want, ask God to give you. Stand up and look for it. You give, what is he doing with it? He has given halots. Why would he not give you? But let's not start following singers. These are not, when I see people, they are just playing singing, just watching movies. I just pity them. Enemy of Allah? What is that? What will he teach you? And let's be careful with this social media.
Some nice ones. Please, we are still requesting for your generous donation towards the feeding of Anmanjali. In the previous years, in this month, we used to feed about 100 of them. But this year, because of paucity of funds, we could not do more than 50, and this one may not even take us to the end of the month. So we are appealing for a generous donation.
May Allah forgive us our sins. May Allah give us the blessings of this Ramadan. May Allah bless us with seeing the Holy Prophet in this world and the hereafter. May Allah bless us with the Quran. May Allah bless us with knowing the Quran. May Allah, the barakah to Allah, forgive our parents. May He reward the Prophet and all His sahabas. May He reward our ulama for us. May Allah strengthen those assisting Islam. May Allah weaken those fighting Islam. May Allah strengthen those building this country. May Allah weaken those trying to bring down this country. May Allah give us good health. May He give us the houses we live in. May He give us our food to eat. May He give us places to wear. May He give us what we shall write. May He make us to end this world with the kalima shahada in our heart. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح ما أغلق الخاتم لما سبق ناس الحق الحق الهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره بالدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Somebody left his candy yesterday, please.
A beautiful
candy, please.
A beautiful
candy, please.